He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Thursday morning. It is the February the 15th live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. Well, maybe the storm clouds have passed. It's like, you know what? What happened last week seems to have been forgotten. The clouds just dissipated. The Dow up 207 points today. We're back above 25,000. We're at 25,101. Still a far cry from the all-time high, however. But we are up another 207 points this morning. The S&P 500 is up 16 right now. That's 0.6%. 2,715, back above 2,700, just like that. The NASDAQ up 58 points this morning, 7,202. We dipped below 7,000 during that little squall that came through. The NASDAQ is up 56 points today. Crude oil is back above $60 per barrel. We're at $60.51. We have gold down $2.40, $1,355. Boy, gold likes the sound of inflation, doesn't it? Silver down 8 cents today, 1680. Look at that 10-year yield now, 2.90. Who warned you about the bond market July of 2016? Right at the top, by the way, the VIX 18.29, the VIX has settled down. People investing in volatility are getting clobbered once again. And let's not forget Bitcoin up $372 today to $98.57. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. It seems like that little squall, and it was a squall for sure. It was like a tornado that touched down in the market last week. What happened? All of a sudden, it's gone just like that. Poof. And the market acts like nothing ever happened. Well, we'll never know why the market sold off like it did. 3,000 point drops, days where the market went down 1,000 points. And I heard a lot of people, I heard several people on the Fox Business Channel yesterday saying, oh, I'm out of the market. I've sold everything there, Varney Stewart. In fact, one guy who's been a bull for a long time, he says, I'm completely out of the market. Another guy said he was short the market. Well, I told you to hang in there because the numbers look good. Well, I put in a little hedge. I'd be silly not to put in a little bit of a hedge in there just in case we get some more of these 1,000-point drops. In fact, we had a 1,500-point drop a week ago Monday. But it looks like the storm clouds are dissipating. The sun is shining again. I think I saw a sign yesterday. I was doing my exercises at the beach. And just 100 yards right offshore, right from where I was standing, was a whale. Just lollygagging along, blowing steam up into the air, whatever it is they blow up into the air out of their nostrils or whatever they have. Such a peaceful, placid sight in the Pacific Ocean. I thought, well, I guess that's a sign. The turmoil in the market is behind us. I was happy to see two of my brethren, first and second, okay, downhill men's skiing, Norwegians. Two Norwegians, first and second. I told my wife, I used to ski like that. She says, I never saw it. Well, you know, in my dreams, I skied like that. And it was good to watch the ice skating last night. That's always fun to watch. But the real men, they're in that downhill. Oh, my gosh. That is just something to see those guys just everything they've got, you know, going down that hill, all caution to the wind, come what may, we got to beat that fastest time. Those are the men, I'm telling you, in the Olympics and the Winter Games. I think I like the Winter Games better than I like the Summer Games. I like them both. But that was some good drama. I was happy to see the German gal win the figure skating. And, of course, our own skier there winning the giant slalom. That was something, too. So, anyways, I love to watch the Olympics. And just, you know, God, the discipline and the time. The dedication they have. I don't think we even begin to realize how much time and how much time in the gym and diet and practice that they've put in before they do those downhill runs. Something to behold. Well, the market is definitely putting in some speed here this morning. We had jobless claims come in every Thursday. We find out how many people were laid off last week. That's always a good way to start your day. Initial jobless claims, 230,000. That's still a very benign number, very low, way down there, which is leading to low unemployment rate and a little bit of pressure in wages. I warned you that the inflation word was wafting through the air, the smell of inflation. They're smelling it out there on Wall Street. Did you see the commodity-related stocks yesterday on that hotter-than-expected CPI print? Well, I'm happy to have positioned myself several weeks ago in many of those commodity-related stocks, and boy, did they have a day yesterday. We had one heck of a day yesterday here at Gunderson Capital Management. Today we get another inflation number. This is the PPI. This is the Producer Price Index, up 0.4, which is in line with consensus. So that offsets just a little bit yesterday's hot print on CPI. That's what the consumer is paying. How much did you pay last night for your steak and lobster dinner? I had steamed clams. That's what I had. I had steamed clams. Very good. Excellent. They were more than I paid last year, I think. These things just keep going up. Stocks surged yesterday. It was a whale of a day yesterday. Pardon the pun. I did see a whale yesterday. I saw a whale before I left work to do exercise, and I saw a whale at the beach yesterday. These people from Iowa that like to come out here and camp this time of year, they're walking down the stairs. There's a whale 100 yards offshore. They never even saw it. They're so short-sighted. They're looking down at their feet. They're looking. They totally miss the whale. I have to point it out to them. See out there? There's, oh, and then they get their camera out and everything. Rates continue to push higher. We know that. Boy, the bond market. I sent out some tweets yesterday. This bond market is coming unraveled. What is an asset allocator to do? What is an MPT, Modern Portfolio Theory, disciple to do during a time like this? Ride those bonds into the ground? Well, I don't see why they wouldn't. They rode stocks into the ground back in 2008 with their MPT theory. So let them MPT all they want. I believe in active management, not passive. Rates continue to push higher. Do you think we'll be at 3 before the end of the year? I do. The last time the 10-year Treasury yield hit 3% was December 31st, 2013, all right? 5 years ago. 4 years ago, I guess, and a few months. It hit 3%. This morning, we're at 2.89. Well, the REITs are getting killed. I told you they're interest rate sensitive. I have zero exposure to the real estate investment trust. The utilities continue to get killed. I have no exposure to the utilities. The bond market continues to get killed. Smashed. Smacked. Pummeled. Like a downhill skier that suddenly catches an edge. Oh, boy, you don't want to catch an edge going 65 miles per hour. I've never gone 65 miles per hour. I can't tell you I know what it's like. But I know what it's like going 15 miles per hour and catching an edge. It's no fun as you tumble down the hill. Trump said to endorse a 25-cent gallon gasoline tax hike. Would you pay 25 cents a gallon for better roads and less traffic? Where's the money been going that we're paying now? I hope they're using it for potholes and not for food stamps. That's just me. I don't know. I guess I would. I kind of lean towards maybe it's time. It has been a long time. That seems like a use tax to me. The people using the roads ought to pay a little bit up for the roads that they use. I guess I can kind of see that one a little bit, but I am pretty much anti-tax hikes. But we do need better roads. Will we get better roads out of the deal, or will they raid the fund to pay for other programs? We'll talk about Cisco, Teva, Netflix, Shopify, Global Payments, and Airbus when we come back. This is Bill Gunderson. This is Best Stocks Now.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer, mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as you think they should, or you have an individual stock, index, or mutual fund that you'd like him to discuss. Well, this is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question to us by going to the contact page at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378. And we'll select a question or two each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question, and you'll be a part of the weekly Ask Bill segment on the Bill Gunderson Radio Show. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's book, Best Stocks Now. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question 24 hours a day at 855-611-BEST. What's your question?
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand
stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. You know, at first, that CPI print that came out, which measures inflation, at first it spooked the market. In fact, right after the CPI numbers were released yesterday, it was about a half an hour before the market, the futures were down a couple hundred points right after that print. And then as the day progressed, the market picked up steam, obviously. Why? What does a hot CPI print tell us? Well, it tells us what I've been telling you. The economy is accelerating. It's good news, right? You don't get inflation in a benign, languid economy. You get inflation in an economy that is heating up. And I've been pointing to this fact for several months now. And what do you get when the economy is accelerating? You get earnings from corporate America, especially those 500 companies that make up the S&P 500. Their earnings are accelerating. And what do you get when you get accelerating earnings? You get an accelerating stock market. They all go together, just like the guacamole. The parable of the guacamole yesterday, one leads to another. And it trickled. The good news is it does trickle down. An accelerating economy trickles right down to your 401k if you're invested properly. Now, if you're in the bond market, you're in the wrong area. You're in the wrong asset class right now in this environment. You don't want to own bonds or real estate investment trust or utilities in an accelerating economy that has a hint of inflation to it. That's the wrong asset class to be in. What benefits from an accelerating economy and accelerating earnings? Well, technology, obviously, infrastructure stocks, commodity-related plays. They were on fire yesterday. Oh, my gosh. Southern Peru, copper, Freeport-McMoRan, the fertilizers, anything, basic materials just exploded to the upside yesterday, and I have increased my exposure there considerably. I had no exposure. A year ago today, I had no exposure to the commodity-related stocks. The energy stocks exploded yesterday. They like inflation. Many of them pay big, fat dividend yields. Really? You want to chase bonds with the 2.9% dividend or coupon? I would much rather have commodity-related stocks, defense-related stocks, infrastructure-related stocks that pay a dividend and have capital upside appreciation. Bonds have capital downside appreciation. Stocks follow earnings, which are accelerating, and the bond market goes the opposite way of interest rates, which are also accelerating. So which side of the street do you want to be in? You want to be in a 50-50 asset allocation? I don't. You want to be in an 80-20 bond versus stock allocation? I don't. You want to be in a 10% bond allocation? I don't. I want 0% in the bond market. It's falling off a cliff. Cisco reports earnings. Cisco, a good bellwether for the economy. Cisco, not the stock it once was, however. No longer is it growing by 30, 40% per year. In fact, as I look at the last 5 years of Cisco, it's been a 5% grower. therefore does not qualify as a best stock now. I guess I should have a term. It was a best stock then. BST, best stock then. There's a lot of them in that camp. General Electric, IBM, Cisco, Hewlett-Packard. They were once darlings of the NASDAQ and the Dow and the S&P 500, but now they're just kind of slow growth companies that pay a dividend. Cisco pays a 2.8% dividend yield. My problem with Cisco, their earnings are expected to grow by 4% this year, 6% next year. The stock is, however, leading the charge in the market today. It's up 3.9% on stronger than expected earnings. So those of you who own Cisco, congratulations, you're having a good day. But if you take a look at Cisco over the years, which I'm going to do right now, let's just see how Cisco has done versus the overall market, because it is now a slow growth company. Over the last 10 years, the market has delivered 7% per year. Cisco's delivered 7.8. But lately, give it credit, it has done a lot better. It has a momentum grade of A. It has a performance grade of B+ right now. Over the last 12 months, Cisco's up 45%. Market's up 15. But what I don't like, the one that turns me off, is over the next 5 years, the average estimate by the analysts for their growth rate over the next 5 years is 5% per year. And of course, we compare that with a Netflix, for instance, which is expected to grow over the next 5 years by 26.7% per year. So, you know what? I'm a growth investor. I'm a best stock now kind of guy. And 5% growth pretty much eliminates you. Now, it could be a qualified, it could be a candidate for the income and growth portfolio, Cisco, because it does pay a big dividend. But at the current time, I have no position in Cisco. They gave upside guidance. This has been a trend during this current earnings season, which is one of the most powerful earnings seasons I've witnessed in years. It's true. Trump has been good for the economy. He has been good for corporate America. You can't argue with that. 80% of the companies reporting are beating their revenue estimates. That is an all-time record. That means top-line sales. It's a lot harder to beat top-line sales than it is to beat bottom-line earnings. Bottom-line earnings can be engineered to a certain extent. You know, to there are ways to engineer those bottom line earnings, but sales are sales. This is what you sold. And when 80% of the companies reporting have beat their sales estimates, that is really, really, really bullish. Warren Buffett disclosing a recent buy here, Teva Pharmaceutical, which has been a real dog of a stock, but that's Buffett's style. Buffett likes companies that are dirt cheap. Well, Teva's dirt cheap. It's dirt cheap for a reason, because there has not been any real performance out of the stock in a long, long time. But he sees value there. He's going to go in and make a purchase here of Teva Pharmaceutical. There is a group of people that follows the billionaires around. I haven't found that to be a very good way of choosing stocks, however. I see some of the stuff that Soros buys and sells, and I scratch my head and say, why does he own Kellogg's? Why does he own General Mills? That just makes no sense to me. Well, he's a billionaire, okay? He didn't get there for being stupid. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. blackout26.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as you think they should, or you have an individual stock, index, or mutual fund that you'd like him to discuss. Well, this is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question to us by going to the contact page at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378. And we'll select a question or two each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question, and you'll be a part of the weekly Ask Bill segment on the Bill Gunderson Radio Show. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's book, Best Stocks Now. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question 24 hours a day at 855-611-BEST. What's your question?
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now radio. What happened to last week's sell-off and big scare in the market and all of these fears that came through the market? They seem to have just dissipated like that. We had 1,500-point drops, 1,000-point drops, 800-point intraday swings. We had XIV, the ETF, blowing up. What happened to all of that? It seems to have just disappeared. And guess what? The market's coming back to earnings. Imagine that. I just was looking at Teva Pharmaceutical, which is Warren Buffett. Now, Warren Buffett obviously could care less about performance of a stock. He obviously is laser focused on valuation. Because if you look at the performance of Teva, over the last 10 years, investors have lost an average of 9% per year. Over the last 3 years, they've lost 30% per year. That's the stock going down. And over the last 12 months, the stock is down 41%. Well, that's when he swoops in. He sees value. But here's my problem with Teva. The five-year growth rate going forward is expected to be 3.6%. That's very paltry. But he obviously sees value. In fact, over the last 5 years, Teva's earnings have been shrinking by 2% per year. It's a $21 billion company. I want to say it's headquartered in Israel. Yes, that's right. It is headquartered in Israel. There is a dividend yield of almost 5% there. So Buffett sees very little downside risk, obviously, and nothing but blue sky and upside potential going forward. It seems like there's not a day that goes by where we don't have to mention Netflix. It was Ryan Murphy, TV's most prolific producer. That's today. I remember when it was Aaron Spelling in my day. Now it's Ryan Murphy. Netflix has poached Ryan Murphy. He signed a deal to be worth a hefty $250 to $300 million over 5 years. That's bigger than Pujols' contract, isn't it, with the Angels? Murphy has been responsible for such Fox FX hits as Nip and Tuck. I missed that one. Glee. I missed that one, too. American Horror Story Land. And American Crime Story over the last 15 years. The value of the deal depends on viewership targets. Did anybody see how Netflix did yesterday on that news? Wow. And it's pounding its way higher again today. Its all-time high is 286. It's 273 today and moving higher. Netflix continues to be the biggest position at Gunderson Capital Management because I own it in both my ultra growth portfolio and in my premier growth portfolio. I had someone write to me saying that NVIDIA is the stock of the decade, not Netflix. Well, the numbers don't support that argument. Over the last 10 years, Netflix has delivered 56% per year. A decade is 10 years. To investors, and NVIDIA has delivered 27% per year. So it's pretty hard to make the argument that NVIDIA is the stock of the decade. Now, I didn't say the stock of the last 2 years or 1 year, the decade. 56% for NVIDIA per year, 27% per year, 56 for Netflix, 27 for NVIDIA. That's quite a wide gap between the performance of those two stocks. Another stock that's blasting off, one that I gave up on because they just don't make money, but I remember when Amazon was not making money, is Shopify. Now, Shopify's coming back to earth today. I've always had a real problem with the valuation of Shopify, which currently has a P.E. ratio of 917. Shopify is a website where you can set up a little store and sell your products. Sounds like eBay, sounds like Amazon. I don't see where they have anything that's really that special. But it enables you to have a shop in a mall with foot traffic without having to pay any rent, a little bit to Shopify. I guess they get a piece of all of the action just like eBay does and just like Amazon does. It's a $13 billion company. Some have called it the next Amazon. Came public. It was $12 a share in 2015, and now it's $134 per share. You can't argue with the performance of the stock. I just have a problem with the earnings and the valuation. But, you know, I guess they're looking 5 years down the road, 3 years down the road. That's definitely one to keep your eye on. Shopify, S-H-O-P. I have owned it in the past, and I sold it. I kind of have a line, you know, if something gets down this certain line from where I bought it, I made a mistake. You got to move on. And Shopify has been going sideways now for quite some time. It's broke out 2 days ago. They reported earnings yesterday, and now I see the stock pulling back a little bit after they did beat earnings yesterday. My big winner today is Airbus, the competitor to Boeing. I own Airbus in my income account because it pays a dividend yield. And I also own Boeing in my dividend income account. Both of those stocks have been good performers. Airbus had blowout earnings today, and the stock is up 7.4% this morning. Airbus is... got a weird symbol, E-A-D-S-Y. They're headquartered in France. Their headquarters are now in the Netherlands. It's a French company. They compete with Boeing. They're an $87 billion company. Boeing is a $207 billion company. And Airbus is producing now as many planes. In fact, I think their deliveries last year beat Boeing. That's why I see the value in Airbus. Even though I own both of them, I own Airbus and Boeing. Global Payments beats earnings today. I own that stock. GPN, how's it doing today? That's a pretty good chart. It's up 1.5% this morning. I own that in my Premier Growth portfolio. This electronic payment processing, that's a good area to be invested in. PayPal is also a good one in that area. Global Payments has also been a good one. Now, let's talk about the commodity stocks. Oh, my gosh. Yesterday, let me just pull up a few, see if they're following through today. Look at Southern Copper Corp yesterday, SCCO, which pays a dividend yield of 1.6%. Huge day yesterday on the inflation print that we had that was hotter than expected. BP, it didn't react too well yesterday. There was several others, however. Let's look at CF Industries. Yes, it's moving in the right direction. CF Industries, another commodity stock. The steel stocks yesterday, let's look at Steel Dynamics. Huge day yesterday. Let's look at U.S. Steel. They're a little quieter today because of the PPI print, U.S. Steel, huge day yesterday. You could pretty much go across the board yesterday and throw a dart at any of the commodity-related stocks, and you saw them make huge, huge, huge moves yesterday. Now, the one commodity that's not participating, and I have no exposure there, are the gold stocks. I'm looking at Barrick Gold, which reported earnings this morning. Barrick Gold is hitting 52-week lows right now. Gold is not really participating at all in this run in the market here recently. I know Gold Corp has also reported earnings today. Yeah, these stocks just are dead in the water right now, the gold stocks. Newmont Mining would be another one to look at. It's doing a little bit better, but I really don't see much reason to own the gold stocks right now. The other ones that did well, the energy stocks had a good day yesterday. My Marathon Petroleum, MPC, which has a dividend yield of 2.7%, had a big day yesterday. Valero Energy, big day yesterday. These are refiner stocks. It has a dividend yield of 3.4%. So the commodity-related stocks are definitely beneficiaries here of the inflation that's starting to heat up just a little bit here. Well, I'll be writing the newsletter tomorrow. I'm already thinking about it. I'm getting my game face on. I told you last week where the earnings picture was in the market. I analyzed what was going on in the market with the 1,000-point drops. I've been in the market since 2009. It will change at some point, however, so stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as you think they should, or you have an individual stock, index, or mutual fund that you'd like him to discuss. Well, this is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question to us by going to the contact page at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378. And we'll select a question or two each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question. You'll be a part of the weekly Ask Bill segment on the Bill Gunderson Radio Show. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's book, Best Stocks Now. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question 24 hours a day at 855-611-BEST. What's your question?
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months, or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. I have people call me, say, what kind of services do you offer, Gunderson? Well, obviously, number one, I do manage money. I'm a fee-based only money manager. I have an income style of management. I have an aggressive growth. I call it the ultra growth. And I have a premier growth, which tends to be a little bit more conservative, the large cap stocks. And I also have a mutual fund / ETF portfolio. I also do the daily radio show, obviously, which I've done locally here in San Diego. I started it 20 years ago. And the national show started maybe 5 or 6 years ago, something like that. I go around to the cities. I am getting geared up to go on tour again this year. I hope to visit each city at least twice this year that I'm in. Atlanta, Seattle, Dallas. I got to get to Dallas, Sarasota. I'm anxious to get back there. We're working on it right now. And hopefully we'll get over to Honolulu this year. My wife says, let's go to Honolulu first. Okay. Arizona, I was just there. I spoke at the Financial Fest in Arizona with Charles Payne and Gary Coltbaum, and Gunderson spoke. I have my weekly newsletter. I have one newsletter that gives everything out except my individual portfolios. That only goes to my clients or my live trading subscribers who get every buy and sell that I make on a daily basis via email, and they get that client newsletter. I invented the Best Stocks Now app, which is $9.99 a month, and it has my ranking, my valuations. Man, that's critical, those five-year valuations. The performance, the grades, my proprietary grade, on 5,544 stocks, mutual funds, ETFs. It has the ranking of the sectors in the market, the ranking of the asset classes, the ranking of the indexes around the world, and the ranking of the stocks within each sector. Hey, what's the leading information technology stock right now? Well, you can find that in the Best Stocks Now app, which is updated daily. So I have tools. If you're a dyed-in-the-wool, do-it-yourselfer individual investor, I have tools for you. And if you say, you know what, I don't want to be doing this 10 hours every day. I don't have time to follow the PPI and the CPI and the jobless claims numbers every single day, I'll let Gunderson do that. Then I have a lot of money that I manage for people, IRAs, rollover IRAs, Roth IRAs, trust accounts, college funds, you name it. How can you manage all those accounts? Well, the technology today makes it quite easy. It's very scalable because I manage it with the technology that is available to me today by these custodians. Right now, my custodian is Scottrade. They built a lot of their technology around me because I was on their advisory board. And I was able to give a lot of input to what I needed as a money manager. And their technology has come a long way since the early days when I first joined Scottrade. Now Scottrade is being bought out by Ameritrade. I haven't had a chance to look at their system, but I just know that it's going to be even more robust than what Scottrade had to offer. So I'm very excited to be working with Ameritrade here. I just got an email on an update. We'll find out where they're at now. It's any day now. Any day now, you'll be getting Ameritrade statements. You'll be on the Ameritrade platform. I believe you get a new account number. You lose your old Scottrade number. I believe your login all stays the same. Nothing changes. But Ameritrade, much bigger company. A lot more to offer, a lot more bells and whistles, I suppose. I'm just interested in their trading platform, that's all. I want to be able to buy and sell, and I think it's going to be much, much more robust. Or you can just follow the billionaires. You know, I've always wondered about George Soros. I'm not a big George Soros fan. Here's what he's been selling. My question is, why would you have ever owned these stocks in the first place? He's been selling Mondelez. Okay, that's the big food company, right? That stock has gone nowhere in years. He's been selling Kraft Heinz. He must have had a big hunch on the ketchup stocks, hoping they'd catch up. Kraft Heinz has been hitting new 52-week lows while the market's hitting new 52-week highs. He owned Campbell's Soup. I don't know if he likes the chunky or the condensed kind, better value. Campbell's Soup has gone nowhere, nowhere in 10 years. He owned Kellogg. Boy, he had a big bet on the food stocks. That stock's gone nowhere. He owned General Mills, another one that's gone nowhere. And Cars.com, that's what he's selling. Cars.com hasn't done much. And here's what he's been buying. If you want to follow George Soros, he's buying the Gap stores, which had its best days when I was in high school. And that was a long time ago. He's been buying Target. Okay, if you want to buy a low-margin, non-growth company, buy Target. And Dave & Buster's, which has been going nowhere. So go ahead, do it yourselfer. Follow what George Soros does. I used to know a guy who hung out at the racetrack, the horse racetrack. He would stand there in the by the large betting window and listen to what the trainers and the owners were betting on, the big bettors. Do you think they know any more than the little $2 bettor? Well, that's all I know is he followed what they did, and he was wearing old junky tennis shoes. He drove an old junky car. His clothes were tattered. He wasn't making much by following the millionaires and the billionaires to the betting windows. It's better to learn it yourself and do your own thing and let them do their own thing. There is no easy way except for hard work and a lot of time in the trenches. Anyways, if you'd like to put me to work in this trench warfare business, I'm in the trenches every single day, up to my eyeballs. Sometimes there's incoming fire I'm taking. I have to look through to those earnings. 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST, or GundersonCapital.com. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based, registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.